Representative Jimmy Gasaway, the bill's sponsor, told the committee he worked with many organizations such as the Arkansas Realtors Association and the State Attorney General's Office to draft and amend the bill. Gasaway said while there are protections for landlords, there needs to be a balance between the rights of tenants and the rights of landlords. According to Gasaway, over 1 million Arkansans rent their property.
Those 1 million people are both Democrats and Republicans. They live in urban and rural areas. They're of every race and gender. They're young, they're old, they're voters. They live in your district, and this is an important bill to them.
Arkansas is currently the only state in the country without a law placing the burden of repairs and maintenance on landlords as opposed to tenants. The bill drafts a list of requirements that landlords must maintain for all of their rental properties. This list includes a reasonably safe structure, access to electricity with wiring and equipment that was up to date at the time of installation, working fire and carbon monoxide detectors when necessary, among other requirements. Gasaway did not think these requirements were extraneous on landlords.
Those are the minimum standards. That's it. And again, I would just say, I don't think in this day and age that those minimum standards are too much to ask.
Ultimately, Gasaway pulled the bill to get input from fellow lawmakers and organizations. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.